Parshas Vayera. We have the beginning over here with Avraham Avinu, and he's after the bris, and he's waiting for Orchim, Malachim come, and so on and so forth. If you think about it, there's a very strange siruf of a lot of events coming together in one shot, which is kilu lahavdolf alf adults. A person writes a novel, so you have a whole bunch of things coming out of one thing in different directions. I mean, Avraham Avinu was after the bris, fine. He's looking to achnas asorchem, good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him three malachim like Arabs. He should be able to come achnas asorchem. That's fine. That's an inyum of Ne'atzmai. You know, in other words, without that, those three wouldn't have come. So he sent the three, and those three, all of a sudden, one is to. So the one that's come to be Merap Avraham Avinu is Shayach to the Inyan. But there's somebody coming now for Hafichas Doim. Like, why is it now, like, it's Kilu, you multitask, you know, you figured once you're sending Malachim down, it's sort of, it's easier to send, it's cheaper to send three Malachim together instead of one Malach. So the guy who's going to be, who's going to destroy Stone, and also you're going to go tell him about Yitzchak. So there's something here very, all the things are burdened into one little parasha. So one parasha, Avraham Avinu went to Achnas Orchim, that also comes out the psura of Yitzchak and the Afich of Stoim. There's the Lashon Chazal, you know, Nizdamu Lepundik Echot. They all came together in one hotel. It's very strange, it's very modern, some that needs a hezba of why does all these inyanim came together, especially Hafichas Stoim is kind of out of the blue. Meila Chois Yitzchak Adeichshu, it's part of Avram, but in order, healing Avram is inyan of the Yoyimah, that's fine. B'mivasa and Yitzchak is just tagged on. I mean, did not Kadosh Baruch have in mind anyway to mivasa him? And then finally, the being Hapich Stoim, and then the same Malach that healed Avram is going to save Lloyd. It's very, very strange confluence of all sorts of things. Chazal speak about the three malachim, and they talk about the who they were, what they were. So we have in Medrash Rabba, it says, Rish Lakish Oma Afshemus Malachim Michoel Rifolin Gavril. So Lemaisa, the Shloisha Noshim Dar Nitzovim is Michoel, Raphael, and Gavriel, three malachim. Okay. Omer Ablevi, Echad Nidmaloi Bidmus Sraki, someplace Satki Sraki, which means somebody who bakes bread, who sells bread. That's one of them. So one of the malachim appeared to him like a baker. Ve Echad Nidmaloi Bidmus Nevati, and one of them appeared to him like a navigator in the ocean, somebody who travels in the oceans. And ve'echad b'dmus Arabi, and one of them looked like an Arab. It doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. I mean, Melech would say three different umes, three different this. I mean, what are malachim? Why do they have to look anything? I mean, their malachim looked like Arabs. I don't know, like people wandering in the desert. There's no. He says one was b'dmus Nevati, one was Sraki, and one was b'dmus Arabi. It's a very, very strange. Well, what are Chazal telling us? There's a lashon in the Zohar who says that the three malachim were Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which raises the obvious issue. I mean, forget about the fact Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't there yet, but Avram himself was there. So, what does it mean? It was the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So, on this Nekuda itself, Reb Tzadik says that. He says there's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says that Adam has a mazel. Adam is the mazel. It says in a few places that Adam has a mazel as opposed to Behema. So Rashi says in Shabbos that it's the malach that's mimuna on him. Every person has a malach that's mimuna on him, and that malach is so to speak guardian angel, helps him, protects him, saves him, guides him, etc. The way we understand it, Reb Tzadik translates it for us. Reb Tzadik says that we're not talking, we picture it in terms of an outside being who is an outsider standing guard over us, and so on. It's really a certain chelik of the person's own structure of neshama. At a certain darga of his neshama, that chelik is called a malach. That chelik is a it's the same madrega as a malach, and it has a clarity and understanding that is doime to malach, and that guides the person. So the person himself, when he has some sort of ha'ara, his iris, that's part of his masla. So it's part of the structure of the person himself. So when we speak about Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, that was nidmeloi, the Zohar Kodesh, Reb Tzadik explains that it's the chalakim of the pnimius, the inner sense of Avraham, the inner sense of Yitzhak, the inner sense of Yaakov, those were the nyanim that were in his gala to him. That's the loshin, that's the way Reb Tzadik explains it. But still, why now? In other words, all these things happen now. This is the time Yom Shlishi Lamila. We get a whole bunch of Shlishis over here. We got three Malachim. I mean, we get Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and the Navot and the Sarek and this, and it's just a whole confluence of things that don't seem to have any rhyme or reason to each other. So I want to be masbul a little bit this parsha. Reb Tzadik is Taifas, it's a lot of it is Betzim, Reb Tzadik's Nekuda, a little bit different word, a little bit different Nekudas, but by and large, he's the one that's it's his Mahalach and it's his Inyan. It says in Chazal, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei. Yaakov Avinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chevel. The Pashto Pshat Yaakov Nachlosei means that it's his share, it's his inheritance. You used to measure Nachla with a rope. So that's why the word chevel means a lot. L-O-T, a lot. And that's what the Pashto Pshat Pasuk is. Chazal Darshnit, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei, that it's a mushel to a rope. So the Medrash says, just like Ma Chevel Azeh, E Mafkiin Boi Pachos Mi Gimel, Kacha Ovis, it's gimel. In other words, when you make a rope, you braid minimally three thinner strings. Every rope is braided for strength, and the braiding encompasses three, at least, braiding is done with, at least with three. So two of the others is done with three. So that means that in terms of strength, in terms of permanence, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosei tells me the permanence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yerusha. So the permanence of the Yerusha lies in a strength of three, in combining three different strengths into one stronger essence. And that becomes the Chevel Nachlosei, the permanence of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu, in the Maisa Bris, we've seen before in the Rishonim that the inyan of a bris means that there's a permanent kiyum to something. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu does or gives things without a bris, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for good ma'isim without a bris, but it's not a permanent matzav in the sense that if the person stops doing mitzvahs, if a person chasson starts doing averis, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu he deals accordingly. There's no contract. It's all as per. If a person does things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. If a person doesn't do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give. If a person does Be'er Chasron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes. That's the different elements of normal interaction. A Krisas Bris means that it became a permanent Nekuda. It became a Nekuda of permanence. And that's the pshat in a bris. So the bris mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu was that Avraham Avinu entered into a matzav of permanence. The flip side of it is, in order to be in a matzav of permanence, it needed to have elements that would allow it to be permanent. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiyus bris, it's not the pshat; it's just a reward. It means there's a tzura now that allows for a matzav of permanence. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear as bris, it means it can become permanent. Just like the Moshel, marriage is called a krisis bris in different times in Chazal. It's true that marriage creates a permanent relationship, but a person enters it only at the stage that he feels it's ripe for permanent relationship. It's not just about, just marry the person and you'll have a permanent relationship. If it's a person that I can have a permanent relationship with, marriage will make the permanent relationship. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's krisis bris is with Avraham Avinu, and it means endowing him with a tzura that will allow for permanence. And that's why he told him, "Hishalech lefanei ve'yei samim." The being mashlim Avraham Avinu, the giving him the shleimus that was still lacking, will allow it for it to become permanent. And therefore, since a chevel needs three ropes of strength, it means that within the bris itself were the roots and the giluyim for a mahalach of Yitzchak and Yaakov. In other words, in the bris itself, there was a zgalus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because without that, there's no permanence, and there's no bris. So even though befoil mamish, it happened much later, what happened was that Yitzchak would be born later, and then Yaakov would be born, and they would be mashlim. But mitzad the koyach and the shroshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had to introduce this. So in the yom shlishi lemila, which is when the mila is most sharply felt, like Zal says, when there's koyavim, and this was the hardest day, Avram Avinu, with his midah of achnasas orchim, was able to bring into himself the different nekudas of this chevel nachlosei. In other words, he brought into his house, he brought into his household the shleimus of Avram. This is Avram shleimus. So one malach was Avram. The second malach that he brought in is the sheirish of Yitzchak. And the third malach is the sheirish of Yaakov. So that's the pshat, that's the pnimius of what was happening here. Avram Avinu, when he was Kiris Bris, at the high point of Kiris Bris, which is the Yom HaShlishi, it's the third day of it, and third is always the permanence, like we spoke, it's the three ropes together, he was able to open up his home and to bring in, to be Kiris Bris. It was a Shlemus, a Kiris Bris, of bringing in those three elements, Bekoach. They would on their own do their things, but because I want to speak about I want to explain what those kochos in a sense and where they and how they interplayed. The three malachim were, one was to be mevasa Yitzchak. One was to be mahapech estoim. One was to be lerap Avram and to save Loit. Let's talk about the different akudas here. In Avas Hashem lies the madrega of a person being nimshach to toiv. That's the aside of everything good. That's the aside of everything that's positive in the Bria. Zechor of Nimshach Achrecha Kamayim, the midah of Ava is the first midah of a person drawn to Toiv. A corollary of Toiv is Oyave Hashem Sin Ura. If there's no tzad of intolerance to Ra, then the Ava is not Ava Vashem. And let's explain it. There are things that I can say, I like chocolate. I like chocolate flavor. Good. I don't necessarily despise strawberry. I don't despise people who like strawberry. It's all good. It's fine. I just happen to like chocolate the most. I don't like vanilla, but I don't eat it. I don't wage a war against vanilla because it's fine. I just like the chalk and that's it. So that's not Avas Hashem, because that's not, in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, the abhorrence of Ra is the agdar of Toiv. Toiv does not define itself as an extra credit activity, as a personal like. If I'm Toiv is Torah, if I'm Toiv is a Shmira Shabbos as a nice thing, but there are alternatives, then I'm not Toiv is Shmira Shabbos. If I'm Toiv is Kedusha Shabbos in a way where Chil Shabbos devastates me, that's where my tefisa in Ava is a very, very positive tefisa. So let's take another example. A person has Avas HaTaira. So if I see a child doing very, very well, learning Basmada G'dayla V'atzuma, I'm very, very nesoir and very positive. If I see another child who's not learning very much, but he's doing very well in baseball, he's really, really excelling in athletics. So one approach is, this is good. That's not Avas HaTaira. Then it's not, in as much as Torah claims to be the essence of the Emes and the Tachlis Adam, if there's no abhorrence or if there's no sense of being negative about a lack of Torah, then it's not Avas HaTorah per se. I like activities. I like hobbies. One guy has a Torah hobby, one guy has a basketball hobby, one guy collects butterflies a hobby. It's all good. The Avas is to hobbies. It's not to Torah. So Toiv needs to define itself with the sharpness of the hisnagdus to Ra. So Oave Hashem sinura, Umasanecha Hashem esna. David HaMelech said, "I despise those who hate you." That is the second rope that requires to make the rope of three. And it's a shlemus to the first midah, because the first midah of Ava is not complete until we don't have this midah. But now we're left with two midahs that really don't have a bridge between them. We're left with a split personality. The liking of Toiv, I have a tremendous shuka towards that. I despise the Ra, I don't like the Ra, but these are two different kareches nefesh. The ability to look and to find that the toiv that's latent in the Ra, and that everything in the Bria has a chetimtz of refuah, has a chetimtz of coming back again, is the shlemus where the two midas become one. So let's go back to our marshal. One child loves Torah as is, and it's more tremendous Ava. Another child doesn't like Torah, he likes other things, but I deher in how to bring out in him the nekuda of Toiv, and that becomes, once I realize how bad it is for him not to be learning, how bad it is for him to have an empty life, and I understand that if he metaken it and bring back the Toiv, those two midas become one again. That's the third rope in the Chevel Nachlosi. So we have three ropes. We have the Ava, we have the Sinas Ara, and we have the Tikkun Ara back to the Ava again. Let's dehear it in terms of Malachim and so on. Let's see. The Midah of Yitzchak, the Surah of Yitzchak meant, Yitzchak was the second strand, the Ava, the Sinas Ara. It means that since in at this moment, Avram Avinu is Oymet for Yitzchak, Hafichas Stoim becomes the Pu'ula HaMevukeshes. Hafichas Stoim is the Sinas Ra. At the moment that Avram Avinu becomes a Shalom, which means incorporating others, which means he now became Royal Lahildes Yitzchak. Now as a Sholem, he has a Nekud of Yitzchak in him to bring out also. It's possible to bring out a Yitzchak who's klesed upon him with B'dayim to his klesed upon him. That's Hafichas Stoim. It's not just another event that happened to coincide. Hafichas Stoim is the Shleimus Tavrom's Nekudah. Because if you like Chesed, if you like Chesed Be'emes, then you cannot stand Rishis, Achzorius, Tzorisayin, etc. But those are two separate midas, and they don't merge. But the malach that healed Avram went to Stoim to save Lot. Saving Lot means, first of all, to take the nekuda of Toiv within Stoim Ramayra. And in that saving of Lot lie the seeds of David HaMelech. Matsasi David Avdi, the Tulum says, Vehecha Matsasiu, where I find him? In Stoim. David HaMelech is the one who would, he's the shlemus of bringing back everything that, all the good nekudas that came lost. David was the one who put Tshuva down. The Melech HaMashiach is osed to be machzir, the toiv in the world. So the hashlama of bringing back things, that lay in the malach that came to save, that will heal Avram and save Lot. So in the pasuk says Yaakov is her podes Avram. Yaakov is the one who redeems Avram's midah. Avram's midah doesn't get pushed aside by Yitzchak. There's another midah that comes into this and brings it out. There's a chazal that says, I mean, it says the world is divided in, it says, first of all, two, there's a gemara that says that a malach is 2,000, I don't remember the lashon, 2,000 mil, 2,000 parsa, the world is 6,000 parsa, and a malach covers a third of the world. Three malachim means they cover the entire world. But it is more than that. It says that the world is, there's a chazal, it's brought down, I'm not sure where the medrash itself is, it's brought down in Taisis and Psachim. It says a third of the world is a third of the world is Yam, a third of the world is Midbar, a third of the world is Yishuv. That's what it says. Taisis brings a Lashon Chazal. Rashi brings it in Yecheskel, V'choil Basholish. It says everything in the world is in threes, but koil bashalish. So he says shlish is makom yishuv, shlish is midbar, and shlish is yam. So the makom yishuv is a makom chius. It's the makom where things it can exist and flourish and be, and that is v'hu al yamim yisoda. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midas hachesed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put down a mokum yishuv. So the places in the world that are habitable are places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created through the midah of chesed and so on. A midbar is a place that is uninhabitable. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us through a midbar means in a mokum that's not a mokum. Midbarius is a place that it suffers from the same midah. Midas Adin is usually called fire. Malach Gavriel is the Malach Aish. Malach Michoel is the Malach of Mayim. So the Malach of Michoel is in a place where things are. In other words, the Midah of Gvura is a Midah of fire. Midas Adin is fire. Aficha Stoim V'Amora was through fire, and it left. It left Sodom v'Amora a midbar. In other words, when you drain it of the water, you take out all the chiyas from it, and you leave it a stark desert. It's a makom misa. The word chorev, which means summer, chorev means dry summer, and lashon chorben. When you dry out a place, you take out it. The chiyus is always in terms of lachluchis. The person's chiyus is in the dam, which is the lach shaboy. Those are the makomos of chiyus. When you dry it out, you get a midbar, and a midbar is a place because of the excruciating din. There's no makom chiyus. Yoim boyer katanur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yoim din agol vanoira is a yoim boyer katanur. Burning, because that dries out the chiyus and the place no chiyus. So we have two mekaymis in the world: one that's yonek a shef of chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one that the midas adin scorches and dries it out. In between, we have something called a yam. A yam is a place that a person can exist if he can navigate it. If he knows where to go, when to go, if he has the abosha in sight, either physically or through the stars, he knows where, what, when, the yam also becomes habitable. The yam is a makom for mischer and schayer and all sorts of things, provided the person can guide himself in it. So there's a third midah that requires guidance. It requires choosing, picking, going, and so on and so forth. That is the chelak of the bria that's called yam. So you have three chalak of the bria. One is a chelak of the bria that is that's open to yishuv, because there's a direct shef of chesed as is. Person sits there, there's water, stuff grows, and so on. There's a second which is uninhabitable. There's no water, and it's completely withered away due to the excruciating midas hadin. And then there's a chelek of, it has mayim, but it's mayim rabim. The person needs to pick and choose. Not every route is good to go in the yam. Not every direction is good to go. Person needs to navigate his way around the yam and so on. Those are the three metzias in the world that the world's mechulit. So Reb Tzadik says the satki means the pass is the place of yishuv, the elementary gift of existence lies in bread, in Michael and so on. That is, so one malach was nidme loike sarki, meaning somebody who was amazing, the one that gives, that's mashpia chesed, that gives, and so on and so forth. The second one was nidmetim ter aravi. Arabs live in the desert, and they don't live in the desert. The desert never supports them. They're nomads, because the desert can't accept this. There's no yishuv in the desert. You can pass here, there, the other place, but it's be'etzem ha-mokum that's mufka from chiyus. And that was the second malach, and that was the malach of Aficha Stone, that was the malach of Yitzchak, that was the malach of Din, of Gavriel. So Gavriel, Yitzchak, Aficha Stone, and the Aravi all come in one package. The third one was the Navot, meaning that he has to, there is, it's possible, but you have to pick and choose. That's the malach that chose Lot in the entire stone. That malach was required in order to pick and to choose out of stone the nekuda of chiyus. It resulted and produced someone like David HaMelech, who could pick and choose the nekudas of the bria that need to be nigal. In other words, the Melech HaMashiach will bring back all those nekudas. Everything is mixed in. Well, Klal Yisrael is dispersed between Mas Olam. It's a mixture of all sorts of inyanim that are toiv in a big world of Ra. And to bring out those nekudas, that's the third Melech, and that's the Navot. That's why he's called a navigator. A navigator means someone that picks and chooses the good nekudas and the bad nekudas. Eastward direction is good, north direction is not good, and with the wind, not with the wind. All the inyanim that require navigation, that's that mahalo. To sum up, the nekuda now, the bris mila of Avram, took somebody with a tremendous midah toiva of chesed, but like all midahs, could not have permanence, because any midah toiva, as it goes on, begins to collapse on itself, begins to implode. Like we've spoken many times in the Maral, even after Ma'arech now. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious bris with him, what gave it the permanence is he instilled in him the shroshim of permanence, means the other two strands of that rope that was permanent the roots of those ropes were put into Avram with the Krisis Bris. Avram befoil did it when he brought in three malachim, let's translate the word malachim, three Ruchnis took a chalokim into his household. He brought in Avram b'Shleimus. He brought in one malach, that's Michoel, that's the malach of Klal Yisrael. It's the malach of Keneged Avram. He brought in a second malach, who was Keneged Yitzchak. And that's a malach that is din. It's a malach that was mahafich stoim, and that's the malach Avriel, whose physical appearance is eish, because eish is midas adin. It completely drains anything of chesed and ashpa of water and life. And then there was a third malach of Yaakov, who was a malach refoil. In other words, the ability to take the pieces that were damaged and to find what's still alive in it and bring it back. When you heal somebody, you don't do mechaya mesim, but from the skin, let's say somebody had a burn. So the dead cells are dead cells. But the mahalach of refuah is that there's still life in the area and it heals back again to do what there are nekudas latent that can heal and it heals back again. Even when the dead skin is gone, the rest, the chiyus, takes over and creates it again. That was Yaakov's mida, that's Rafael, and he went to Stoim and picked out Loit from that Aficha, and that brought in the final Nekuda of the Koyach of Rafu in the world, which was Yaakov Avinu and Rafael. I want to, I guess, bring it into a world that we can relate to a little bit and think about it. In a person's own ruchnius, in a person's own sense of ruchnius, vis-a-vis the world around him, vis-a-vis society around him, a person himself, klap his own avoda starts with being drawn to good. Every person who came to Avodas Hashem he was drawn to a certain toiv. In as much as we grew up with whatever values or toiv we grew up in, it also comes with a negative. No, this is bad, this is good. But in the area that a person does his own avoda, whether a person became a Shem Mitzvah on his own or a person moved up forward, the moving forward is always because the person is toifis, a nekuda as toif, and a person is drawn to it and a person wants it, and that's always the first step. A person also has to understand that in itself is not permanence. In every chelik of Avodas Hashem, we look for two things. We want to move up, we want to move forward a step, and we want to make that step our metzias. Or else what's the point of it? To make something your metzias, Rav Olber, when he writes in the beginning Hadrachot Yeshiva Bacha, he says that you can't build your rotzen to learn on cheshik. It has to come on hechreach also. In other words, the impossibility of the other side. And we say, you see it in life. A person goes to work. A person has a job. He has a profession. So definitely he came to the profession because he liked it, wanted it. For most people, that's the way they came to whatever profession they're doing and so on. But that in itself will never keep you going every morning to the office or wherever it is that you work, like a clock. It doesn't. It pans out. Av is a meter that pans out. Just at some point, you don't feel like it. Without the sense of I can't stay home, I don't have a choice, but that's not going to happen. If a person has a midah toiva, a person likes to give tzedakah, but he doesn't deher, how could I let the other person down? The person always sees tzedakah as an ex. I like tzedakah. I like the smile on the person's face when I give him the dollar. It's fine. That's good. It that gets a person to tzedakah. But unless I also build in a midah, how could I have turned them down? it's not going to be permanent. I'm in the mood, I like the smile. But there are other things I also like. Today I'm watching a movie, I like to watch a movie better. I don't want to open the door for the mishloach because I'm watching a movie, and given the smile and given the movie, I like the movie better. It's not... when the Torah has essays, the Torah has los essays, and the Torah has essays with los essays. Like Stark is one of them. Nosin Titein L'Sikpos. What's the pshat when the Torah does it that way? I mean, there are certain things that are easy, like Machol Zasur. It's hard to give an essay if Machol Zasur is real. So you say Los Essay. Wearing Tzitzis essay. But when you get something like Tztaka, you get both together when you can't have it. What's the point of having both together? Besides, essay, Los Essay, which is more common, which gives you bigger Oynish. Maybe there are halachin afkeminis, but the Sheirish of essay and Los Essay means I've built in also the mechanism of not. How could I not give him Tztaka? The giving because it's wonderful gets you far, but it doesn't last forever. So a person needs to build into himself the sense, it's a difficult thing sometimes. A person needs to understand positive things that he's doing, and he needs to understand how bad it is if it's not done. And it's not gay. Also, misanecha shemes. No, someone who preaches things that are beemes asa, that are wrong, that are kfira, rank kfira. He might mean well. I'm a friendly person, but I have to understand it's bad. It's wrong. It's wrong. And I have to be very upset with it. But that's also not. Those are two midas that don't quite come together. And there is no such thing as a rope of two. The shleimus that makes things permanent is the herring that behind what's not good, there are the kudus that are good, and I can reach out and bring them back. In a person's grappling with the world around him, he needs all three midas for him to be correct and for him to be what he is b'shleimus. And a permit way. He needs to dehair how good it is. He needs to dehair that other than that is not the pshat, not quite good, but it's ra. The opposite of toiv is not okay, but it's ra. And the person needs to understand that in all the nekudas of ra and the bria, there's refuah over there. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merape. Next, the refa'enu is next to hashivenu because, tshuva brings refuah lo'ilam. Gdoila tshuva should be a refuah lo'ilam. A person understands that, yes, this person means well. What he's doing is bad. It's not right. But if he meant well and he's doing something, it's possible to navigate it back again and to bring it back to where it should be good. And there, the person has a mahalach that's a shleimus. So this parash in the Torah is the nekuda of how Klal Yisrael went from being a great phenomena to a permanent feature of the Bria, to the permanent feature of the Bria, to the Sheirish of the Bria. When every beginning starts with a meet of Avram, with Matoivu Manoim, how great it is, how wonderful it is. When a person has gone far enough with that, and now he needs to be Kairis Bris, and it needs to become something that's permanent and engraved on the person and can last, there's two more midas that have to become part of it. The understanding that if good is good, then other than good is bad. There's a tzad of ra, and the person has to understand that the ra itself can be come back again to good, and the person closes the circle when he puts the three in. So the three malachim that came when a person's career is bris, at the stage of a person's career is bris, he incorporates three malachim in him, and that makes into a bris. He incorporates the koyach of Michoel, which is the koyach of Meshichat Toiv, Nimshach HaKarach Kamayim, Michoel Zasar of Mayim. He incorporates the Gavriel, which is the Tsar of Eish, which is the Eish Nekemes. It's the Eish that is pure din, and the person incorporates Rifoel, which takes all the things that are charred and singed by the midah of Gavriel and is able to bring back to Chiyus all those nekudas that were waiting for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Not related to directory. This is the first time in Chumash where we introduced the concept of Tikkun Sofer. It's a connection with Avram, God visiting him. Avram was still standing there in some other places in Tanakh.
Right.
What is this concept?